Amos chapter 8. Thus the Lord Yahweh showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then Yahweh said to me, the end has come on my people Israel. I will not again change my mind about them anymore. Well, we read in the last chapter how Amos got God to change his mind. God said, oh, I'm going to burn them up with fire. And Amos said, oh, don't do that. Jacob is so small. And God changed his mind. But this can only happen for so long, because in the end, if people continue in sin and do not want to accept God's way, they are going to be judged. And the summer fruit was perhaps a symbol of judgment, that in the end, the harvest is going to come at the end of the summer. The songs of the temple will be wailings in that day, says the Lord Yahweh. The dead bodies will be many. In every place they will throw them out in silence. Hear this, you who desire to swallow up the needy and cause the poor of the land to fall, saying, oh, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath end that we may market wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel large, and dealing falsely with balances of deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, and sell the sweepings along with the wheat. So these people had not told God that now we don't believe in you anymore, we're atheists, not at all. They were still keeping the Sabbaths, they were still keeping the new moon festivals, but not sincerely. They were thinking, oh, when will all this be over? It's like thinking, oh, okay, I better read the Bible. Okay, let's do it quickly. Oh, good, glad I got that over and done with. Well, let's get on with a good life. That's not right. God wants our heart, so that from our very heart, we want to go his way. And again, you notice how sensitive God is to how you treat the poor and the needy. And they were just interested in extending their own wealth at the expense of making other people poor. This is a really big theme here, and they were dishonest. When they sold their wheat, they made the ephah small and the shekel large. In other words, they said, oh yeah, this is a kilogram of wheat, when actually it was maybe 900 grams, and now you've got to give me more than a shekel for it. And so God notices that kind of thing. And of course, to twist the balances like that, the scales, to make them dishonest, to make it sort of look credible, they wouldn't have been able to do it by a huge extent, maybe just 10%, say make an ephah look actually heavier than it was, etc., maybe 10%. And God noticed that sort of petty materialism, that petty deceit, lying about petty things. God noticed, because God sees and knows all things. Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. So if your sins aren't forgiven, then God remembers them. Won't the land tremble for this, and everyone mourns who dwells in it? Yes, it will rise up wholly like the river, and it will be stirred up and sink again like the river of Egypt. It will happen in that day, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the daytime. That's what happened when Jesus died. The sun went down at noon. And so his death was really the judgment of Israel. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation, and I will make you wear sackcloth on all your bodies and baldness on every head. I will make it like the mourning for an only son, and its end like a bitter day. Behold, the days come, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. So God was speaking to them through Amos, but they didn't want to hear. And so God says, okay, I won't talk to you at all. Then you'll miss me. And all too late, they would want the word of God. They will wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east. They will run back and forth to seek the word of Yahweh and will not find it. Now this is like in the parable of the Lord Jesus about the girls who went to sleep when they were should have been awake, waiting for their Lord to come, and they didn't take oil with them in their lamps. And when he came, they ran off to buy more oil, and it was too late. They came and knocked on the door, and the door was shut, and he wouldn't open to them. It's like Israel, when they were rejected from entering the promised land, they said, we want to go back to Egypt. But then they said, no, we want to go into the kingdom. It's too late. So this is why there will be weeping and banging of teeth. The people desperate to be in the kingdom, and it will be too late. It's the same here. They would want to hear the words of God, but they would not find them. And so it is with us that we want now. We should want now to hear the word of God. And there you have it. God's word in the Bible, in his Son, the Lord Jesus. And if you don't want it now, well, you're not going to get it later. So we've got to say yes to God and to his word and his claim upon us now. In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint for thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria and say, as your God Dan lives, and as the way of Beersheba lives, they will fall and never rise up again. So as we said before, these people were believing in Yahweh, the one true God, and also in the gods that were in Dan and Beersheba. And so this is our great temptation we must watch against. To believe in Yahweh, the one true God, and yet also have our idols. And that will lead us to misery and to condemnation in the end. So we must give our whole heart with joy to God and not resent that and not resist that, but from all our heart and soul want to give our absolute everything for him.